I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Passengers awaiting flight 00H133, that's flight 00H133. Please approach the gates. Your flight is now ready for boarding.
You're listening now to Out of Home Podcast.
You're listening to the Out of Home Podcast. Are you locked into the Out of Home Podcast?
You're listening to the Out of Home Podcast. Featuring Kieran, Kwame, Yah, and Stephen.
You London boys are crazy.
Oh, my days.
Maybe I'm wrong.
What?
By the way, good morning, good afternoon. Or in the words of Unai Emery, good evening.
Good evening.
Or in the words of my favorite rapper, used to say, hello, world.
Hey.
This is our album. Kieran, am I right in thinking?
What's this?
This is actual history in the making.
Yeah, probably.
So for the first time, it might be, innit?
It might be.
I think the first chemistry session was only two man. That was with like you and like Steven, right?
Yeah, I think yeah.
And
that was a lost tape of Out of Home that kind of went missing.
Exactly. That was like a demo tape that Kieran that Kieran needs to be a part of. He's like, yep, we can do this. We can do this. So I think this is the first episode where only two man them of the awesome foursome.
Without a guest as well.
We've done
a two-man job before, but this is the first time
recently as well.
Yeah, this is the first time ever, especially across two buildings, +44 and +31.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is the first time, man. It's the first time. How you feeling?
What then? Because it's the first time. Yeah. Do you know what we should?
What are we gonna do?
We should intro each other. And then intro podcast.
Each other.
So like
this is a real like this is a real I don't know this is a real chemistry session.
No. Hi, this is Out of Home.
You're gonna have so much fun today.
That's too much, bro. I'm looking forward to this. Bro. As you can see in the group chat, I was like, well, as you know, Stephen and Yaf can't make it, so.
Kwame's been looking at this day all week like, maybe it'll just be a two-man job and we'll see what happens.
Birdman hand rub, bro. The Birdman hand rub is really here. No.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Out of Home Podcast. And over in London,
yes,
we have my main man.
Yeah.
We have Kieran Kenlock. We have Man Like Loki.
Come on.
We have the mouthpiece of the Southwest, a.k.a. Croydon. I was going to say Southeast, but obviously you're not from them sides. We have a man who is all about the science, all about the textures, all about the shades. Used to have braids, but now it's got the waves. Oh, shall I play? KK. Elphizé.
Wow.
No, it's Emphizé, right? Emphizé.
Mayphizé.
Yeah, I messed up. But that, my friends and ladies and people, however you identify, is Kieran Kenlock.
Yeah. Thank you for that intro. No, I'm going to do my best to follow you up because I feel like on the spot I'm not very good, but I'll try my best, man. Over there in +31, repping that GH, you got a man who's all about the words, a man that can, and a man that will. It's your boy, Quame with the Flame, Flame Mo, Kwame Wilson, Mr. Kwame Wilson, if you may. Emphasis on the Mr. Mr. Travel Sweats himself.
Yes, incorporated since 2015.
Mr. Hashtag Rap raised me. It's a brother from another mother. My guy, Kwame. And we're here.
Yeah. We're in here. How are you feeling over there? How was it in London?
Hot. Hot.
Like weirdly, yeah. And also like it seems to be consistently.
Yeah, it's been weird. I feel like the last time I remember a heat wave, I was in primary school or something like that. Like it's been really, really warm. It, almost like worryingly warm to the point where I'm like, I don't remember the last time it rained. And I'm not complaining at all. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, something's going on here. Something's going on. All I'm hoping for is the summer to continue. Do you know when we're going to get rain? And I don't want to put it out in the universe, but it might be.
Don't say it. Just don't, because I'm going to be there. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, fam. Let's not do that. Please.
Oh, it's always that weekend.
You don't forget. This is not only a podcast. This is a time capsule. So if you say it,
it's there.
That people can refer to this moment as the day you cursed.
It's those, on wax.
The weather gods.
It's on wax. It's always going to be on wax, man. But
if it's on wax, it might be on facts, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been all right, man. Like, literally, I'm just staring. I've actually changed location for today. I'm like in the front room, in the studio room.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just looking outside, and yeah, it's just been this whole month, this whole time of summer. It's been a vibe. It's been a vibe. London's kind of picking itself back up. Events are really happening. I like had the busiest of weekends this weekend, which was nice. But also, it was like, rah, this place is actually huge, fam. It's huge. In comparison to Amsterdam, like, to get anywhere is 45 minutes. I went to, on Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Saturday, I had like a brunch in the morning. Shout out my boy Alfie. Went to this place called Rocker in Canary Wharf. Amazing, bruv. Delicious. Delectable. Like,
was it?
Huh?
Is it Rocker with, is there a C involved?
No, Rocka. It's like this sushi place. And you get bottomless drinks.
That's the place that was giving me like, let me get this right. What's it called?
Basaba.
But Basaba vibes. Oh, that was giving me that, right?
Kind of.
I don't like that place, by the way.
You don't? You had a bad experience there, son.
Yeah, I think one time I had food and it tastes like feet.
Man said the food tastes like feet. You've been eating feet, fam.
That's what it definitely sounds like, innit?
It tastes
like feet. I'm going to say no, but you're not going to believe me anyway. It tastes like how bad feet smell, let me say that.
All right, that's a better explanation to say that it tastes like feet. You've been yamming on feet, blood.
or the young Monday, fam, just there. Yeah.
Anytime, any day. Nah, it's like sushi, bottomless drinks. Was there from like 2 till about 5. Then left Canary Wharf to make a trip up to Enfield to my boy Vince's like barbecue.
Whoa.
Yeah, him and his wife had a few people over actually. Does bare food. I didn't stay too long because I had another event to go to in Brixton. So I went from my yard to Canary to Enfield to back to Brixton. Went to Soul Action on the Saturday, which was a vibe. A big, big vibe, man.
I was so curious to see that.
Yeah, man. Do you know what? I was. It's funny because the last Soul Action that I went to was ages ago. It was like, I think it was at Roundhouse. And I was a bit skeptical because I was like, O2 Arena, Soul Action. But when I went, it's nice, man. I bumped into a few people that I haven't seen in like years, like since uni days sort of thing. And it was good to just catch up, catch a vibe. Music was good. The drinks were flowing. And yeah, I just had a nice Saturday, innit? So, bruv, events are happening. I was saying to somebody recently because they were asking me, they were like, oh yeah, like what? You're back in London? I was like, yeah. They're like, how has it been? And I had to pause for a bit, innit? Pause and actually answer the question because I was like, oh, how has it been? I guess for the first time since I've been back, I'm slowly starting to feel a lot more like myself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I feel like there's been a lot of things that have just happened. And I guess as you're going through those things, like moving, buying a yard, having a new job, reconnecting with your family and your friends, trying to find space for yourself, running this podcast.
Don't forget. No, not even that.
Yeah.
You turned 30, bro. That's a different moment.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm, I'm a cause of, trust me. I'm a cause of like society.
Yeah.
If you, we can make it even more pivotal.
Yeah, I guess
in
so.
In reality,
I guess
it's just
so.
A year, isn't
it,
fam?
It is.
It's another year.
It is and it isn't. So my boy Seb, actually, on Friday, I should also mention this. My boy Seb turned 30. Big shout out to Seb. One of my closest friends since I've known for a long time. And he was talking to me. He was like, oh, like, I feel a bit agitated. And I was like, why? He's like, I'm 30, you know? Like, I feel a bit weird. I was like, I get it. But at the same time, I think when you turn 30, this is just me speaking from my own experience of 10 months of being 30 or whatever it is. It's actually my birthday in 2 months' time, to the day. I was just like, bro, like, life starts here, innit? You've got to remind yourself that, you know, when you turn 20, I guess you have like all of this. So it's fun. Actually, Nathaniel also turned 20 as well. My little brother. So shout out to Nathaniel, innit? I just had bare birthdays, bare events, bare things to do this weekend. And it was interesting to watch because they share the same birthday, thereabouts, like a day between them. It was interesting to see Nathaniel and to see Seb and to kind of get their like perspective on turning 20, turning 30.
But this is what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Like, Nathaniel, rightly so, and he seems like a very humble and very like stoic individual, but I can imagine him being like, "Oh, like I'm actually a big man per se. I'm 20. I'm no longer a teen, innit?
Yeah.
But because of society,
yeah.
Next year he's supposed to be an even bigger man. 21 years elapsed, innit, fam? Yeah. Like what the hell is that? Like you understand? And
around the world, imagine, he's like, a man at 21, innit?
Yeah, exactly. But like, I can imagine like Seb has been getting a lot of love. People have been showing that much more effort. People have been giving him congratulations, like because it's an achievement, right? Yeah. But Lasso was 29.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
any trip around the sun is an achievement.
Yeah, any rotation, celebration. No, I'm with you. And like, I'm not downplaying Seb's 30th or Nathaniel's 20th. It's just, it's so funny how the world works and how it's that. But when I turned 30, I was like, damn, man.
You're supposed to, it's almost like you're supposed to, I think we're conditioned to think by the time you turn 30, you're supposed to have everything in place, innit? And like, even when I look at...
The white picket fence theory.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is.
But even when I look at Seb, Seb's married, 2 beautiful kids.
Close. He's very close. He's very close.
A house in the sticks.
If you say the F word, we're the podcast, if you say fence, we're good. Has he got a fence?
I mean, his house is fenced off. Yeah.
Is it white?
No, it's not white.
Okay, okay.
But like, and that's not to say that Seb and his family haven't gone through things, you know what I mean? But to get to 30 and to have achieved the things that he's achieved so far, a lot of people, and I do as well, will look at it like, brother, you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? But then there's also like the reckoning that you get as you get older, that you start to feel like, okay, there's other things on my to-do list or my tick list that maybe I haven't been able to do yet. And I think some people, when they reach that milestone in their life, they really start to evaluate and to look and to question and to ask why. Not many, but some people do, innit? And I was just like to him, I spoke to both of them, but to Seb, I was like, bro, like, everything that you learn in your 20s, you can take or dismiss, right? Everything you've done, like, you had your 20s to do whatever you wanted to do, like, to experience, to explore, to make mistakes. And now you can kind of step into your 30s and be like, yeah, like, I like to do that. I don't like to do this. This is something that I'm going to continue. This is something that I'm going to work on. This is something I'm going to stop. You have more like, I think, presence of mind as you grow older to say,
hopefully,
to say, do you know what? Like, this is how I want to move moving forward. And that's an exciting time. And that's not to say that by 40, you're going to have everything figured out, but it's almost like learning a new skill. Like, you turn 30, things change. You're not going to get it the day you turn 30 or the day you turn 31. It's a process, isn't it? So like when I was chatting to Nathaniel, my little brother, the youngest, and congratulations to mum who has now has four kids over the age of 20. Like, it's like, all right, you can go do your thing now. You've done your job. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I was saying to Nath, like, he's made me so proud of everything that he's done. But it's almost just like, bro, like, this next decade, try everything. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about, like, what's happening on a day-to-day. Just, like, worry about the things that make you happy and explore this life that you're continuing to live. Because you can mess up. I was like, bro, you can mess up. You've got three older brothers and a family that is going to look after you no matter what. Try new things, explore new things, put yourself out of your comfort zone. And it was just really nice because he's excited, isn't it? Like, he's of the age now where obviously he can drive, he's got a job, like he's becoming his own man, isn't it? I was like, I remember turning 20. I remember turning 20, bruv. I went
in my day before the old TikTok. Bruv,
I went patterned like Nathaniel. I wasn't, do you know what I mean? But it's nice to see, and it was nice to see this weekend just like how my people are growing, how their lives are shaping up. And I guess for me, going back to the question, how am I? It was like, it's the first time since I've been back that I felt like myself, because I think as we were just like saying, so much stuff has happened in the last year and a half. And I feel like it's coming to its like not that it's just like evening out, even to the point where I'm like, okay, like I kind of have my routine. I know where I need to be. Like, I'm settled into my place, sort of know what I'm trying to do with work, know what I want to do outside of it. And I'm more so excited about like things to come, but also very grateful for just sitting in the present and the now and just knowing that like, regardless of what comes tomorrow, as long as I'm doing what I'm happy doing today, then I'll be blessed, you know? So yeah, it was just like a nice moment that I had with the person I was chatting to. And yeah, it was calm. How about you, man? How you doing, fam? How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
Yeah, we had a good conversation on Friday.
I was going to say that, bro. The weekend, it started nicely. I was with the ladies that are doing lovely work on our debut feature film.
Jeez.
And then I was like, yeah, let me give Kieran a call. It's supposed to be a couple of weeks ago. And then he picked up, you on the bus. It was just a nice convo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
bro? It was just about like, bro, I was like, how are you in it? Like,
yeah.
And then I think me and you have, as you know, we are the emotional heartbeats of the of the podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 131, I'm looking at you. But in a lot of ways, like, even though we're different, even though we are different star signs, they're very different people anyway, in frame and mentality, a lot of things. We have a lot of shared experiences and shared similarities. And I was just like, yeah, bro, like, we kind of have kind of gone through the same thing, innit? Like,
yeah.
And these times here, it's funny because like we didn't even touch on the houses thing, but just as in like coming to a new role and trying to just find your place and like being somewhere for so long, and it was like, oh, that was the thing, and you were that guy, like you were that guy of that agency, I was the guy of that brand.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you come somewhere new and you're like, huh, how's it gonna work?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And because we're so, well, I think a lot of people are so invested in their jobs, but because there's such an attachment to the output, at times you can just really like, you're like, ugh. You're basically trying to figure out your way forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And like that can create a ray of sun or a cloud on your outlook. You understand?
Exactly.
So it was really, really nice to find us both in positive spirits, and just like realizing that, you know, I hate this saying, but it is what it is, isn't it? You understand? So
till it isn't. So
exactly. Like good and bad. No, but so that was nice. Saturday, Sunday, just stayed in the house, just chilled, and I'll be honest, bro. Like I studied.
Yeah. What are you studying?
It was pride. bro, I'll be honest with you. It's Pride weekend. Yeah. I'm studying, Kieran, to get this monkey off my back called driving, bro.
Talk to me about that, man. Ago, come on, man.
9 years ago, I started. 9 years ago.
Right.
I've been through so many ups and downs.
Okay.
I remember I was taking lessons. No, I think this was actually we're going to break shit down. I think this actually was a real, like, trigger for me. And it maybe even spilled over into other areas of my life.
Right.
When I was driving, I think my first or second lesson. And I was, driving on a long road in Deptford. And then I stalled.
Yeah.
Like, and I was and I was approaching the top of the road where you have to, like, we have to make your turn left or right. I was approaching the junction, yeah?
Okay.
Left or right, I have to go. And then, like, I stalled. For like 2 or 3 seconds, I didn't panic. But did you know what I heard? I heard the driver behind me, but I didn't hear a horn. I didn't hear abuse. I heard something worse at that moment.
What?
I heard applause.
Applause? Okay.
Somebody was sarcastically clapping me because the engine had cut out.
Okay.
So I'm just like, raw, that's fuckery.
So how, and, in that moment, yeah? Like, what was going through, moment, yeah, what was going through your head?
In that moment.
Panic.
I felt that it's almost like I felt I had what's the word? What's the word when you don't think you belong? A phrase. It's kind of trendy. Like imposter syndrome.
Imposter syrome. Okay.
I was like, yeah, so this
you're,
is
behind,
it.
You're behind. You're behind the wheel, but man yeah. shouldn't be here, innit?
Already. Already.
But this
yeah,
is this
already,
is what this is understand? This is lesson number two.
Two, bro.
And you've stalled, bruv.
Which is. Perfectly normal.
Fine and normal.
If anything, it's healthy because, like,
of course,
then you know you're what else to do in it.
Bruv, you're gonna stall when you become a driver
until the cows come home. Yeah. Even now, yeah, even now, look, Lewis Hamilton could drive his car on an off day and potentially stall in it.
Of course, I've seen the best drivers stall.
Trust me, but then I kind of got into my head. But anyway, long story short, but like crazy things happen.
Yeah.
Crazy things happen where, as in my actual. Driving instructor told me on the day of my, I think my second exam, because I had taken lessons, I was making this man a rich man, bro, like paying for like two lessons a week. He was telling me that I could long it out and go 6 months. I was like, bro.
Kwame with the deep pockets.
Bro, not even. But it was expensive, bro. Honestly, I'm happy because that. When I look at my pockets now and I see why they're empty, I'm like, bro, if it weren't for driving, otherwise you'd be a millionaire, fam. If you pass first time, you have racks, fam. So my driving instructor, second or first time around, maybe second time,
yeah.
A couple of months I was taking lessons. The day of my exam, I'm feeling good. He's like, Kwame, you have a 30% chance of passing today.
Where did he pluck that number from?
Why did he pluck it?
No, where did he pluck it from?
I guess like his mortgage repayments, isn't it?
Fucking hell. Man said 30%.
Bro, and I said...
On any bet, that's slim pickings. I can't lie.
Yeah, and then like... And I said to him, why have you said that now?
Yeah.
Like, well, who's that helping? Anyway, so... I had several practical tests. Then I waited so long after passing my theory.
Yeah.
I still have the car for some reason, but like my provisional has been expired for a long time,
uh-huh.
Which means that it doesn't matter anyway, but my theory is gone.
Yeah.
And I moved to Amsterdam 7 years ago and I was like, oh, bruv, driving, I'll get there one day, but now I don't need the car. I'm in Amsterdam. I'll ride these bikes. It's cool.
Yeah.
And then like I met Mia like 3 or 4 years ago. She was like, yo, I know you're on this journey. Let me help you out with a little birthday. Let me help you with a package for your lessons.
Yeah,
innit?
Yeah.
Tried lessons and for a long time, bro, I was frustrated because I wasn't at my level. Because back in England, I couldn't drive, but I was driving, so I was almost like a driver.
Okay.
But 4 or 5 years had passed, and I was upset with myself why I couldn't show this instructor that how patterned I am. Mind you, I'm on the other side of the road.
Take that into account.
I'm in a new country.
Take that into account.
Where bikes, trams,
yep.
And the whole thing called a cycle lane,
yep.
Never ever existed, innit?
Yep.
But anyways, I'm frustrated with myself. So long story short, I was like, yeah, let me get to my level, and then I'll take the theory, and then I'll get back to driving. Never happened.
Right.
The theory test, for the life of me, bro, I just can't get over that hump. It's been a couple of times, more than a couple. And I remember I had a breakthrough session one time when I was getting angry with my driving instructor. He's a good guy, by the way. Good. We're not together now, but it's all love. A shout out to Yasin, a good Turkish brother. And then I met his cousin, which made it even more interesting. Good.
I just found that funny.
I said, we're not together. Yeah. We're not together. I'm just letting everyone know. Love who you love. No.
Hey, shout out Yasin, man.
Trust me, shout out Yasin. No, and then. Like, I felt that he was getting annoyed with me, innit?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you can get annoyed with me, but a driving instructor should never show their like, student they're frustrated.
Right.
I was like, Yasin, bro, like, I just feel that you're getting upset with me or at my mistakes. He's like, no, Kwame, I'm not upset about your mistakes. You're always going to make mistakes. What I'm upset is that you, like, you beat yourself up.
I was going to get onto this.
And your negative, your energy in this is not positive. Like, you're making mistakes and kissing your teeth. Yeah. Don't kiss your teeth. Like, you made the mistake. Well, nobody's there. Just keep going. You understand? Yeah, I'm getting frustrated of how much you're in your head and not helping yourself.
Right.
And then, bruv, we had like a real like breakdown. Like, and I was like, and since that day, bruv, my mindset in the car has changed.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I've got a license, but it's coming. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's like, So, bro, for a long time, bro, and I'm so happy I've said this now, but even with you, man, bro, I felt like...
You didn't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, shame, innit? Yeah. I didn't, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't, and I remember one time you made a joke about me not passing. I was like, you know what? That's not Kieran's fault, because like he's right to make that joke, innit? We're friends, but he has no idea the weight this holds in my heart. You understand?
I'm so sorry, man.
No, bro, you can't apologize, innit? Because you had no idea.
Yeah, of course.
You understand?
Of course.
You're, but going forward now, you know, but it's like,
it's a sensitive topic. Like,
yeah, bro.
It's and so it's
like,
sensitive.
But if you didn't know. Bro, and it's like, over the year, I'm finding it better just to, like, bro.
Talk about
it. It's one of them things, like, huh?
Talk, like, to talk about it, innit?
Bro, yeah. it's my life, innit? Yeah. It's my thing. And it's like, bro, this is your journey, innit, bro? Like, there's so many other things that you excelled at in life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like before time. But, you know, and life is funny. I was saying about, randomly, I was saying about the birthdays of Nathaniel and Seb.
Yeah.
How society puts pressure on you.
Yeah.
Society... More than me, it's for pressure on me that by the age that I'm at, 33, I should be driving right now. Maybe that's true, but if I'm not, I'm still an upstanding, good individual for the most part. You understand?
I don't think society puts pressure on people to be able to drive.
No, it does. It does. Does bro. It? It does. Like, I've been on dates where a girl's been like, yeah, like if you know my man, if he ain't driving, that's long for him. Like No, she's like, I'll call me like, why don't you drive? It's like, bro, I'm trying, isn't it? and even if I didn't,
yeah,
on the first date, like, that shouldn't be a hindrance, isn't it?
No, like, I don't think that should ever be a hindrance if you don't drive. Like, I haven't driven for a year and a half.
But you can, Kieran, and that's the difference.
I feel like I can't because I haven't flipping stepped behind a car wheel for such a long time.
Bro, you drove me home like a year ago, bro. Oh, yeah, very comfortable ride.
That's very true. I had maybe two questions for you, actually. Maybe I'll do the first one. Well, I'll do this one first. Can you name a time where you struggled to achieve something? Forget the car thing that you've managed to overcome. Like, what is that? Name anything.
Like tests. Yeah. Like a course. I had to retake a course in uni.
And like, what was the things that you did in order for you to be successful at that thing?
Just practice, and I persisted, really.
Practice and persistence. Right. And when you were going through that moment, did you ever beat yourself up as much as you do when you're in this car?
No, I didn't.
So my next question to you is, why do you think you beat yourself up so much. And you don't just do it with a car. Sometimes you do it in other things too. And I want to ask you to see whether or not you know the answer to that. Because I don't. I just want to ask you.
100%.
Like, why do you think you do that?
Well, I'm about to cry. Bro.
Oh, shit.
Tables and turns.
Jenny, no, I'm sorry.
No, we're good for now. No, bro, you know what it is? Just like, my life has been just so, for the most part, so... I don't say successful, but like without my life has been so linear.
Right. Okay.
Two parent home.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, which is rare.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is rare, and one time I even apologized for it. One of my guys, like, why are you apologizing for, bro? It's cool. Like, well, one of my boys used to, even though he came from 2-person home as well, but he used to say like you and your family, like the Cosbys, the TV show only, please, the TV show only. Okay. Like almost like that's the thing to make fun of,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Anyways. So there was never really drama or any kind of everything I did, it went well.
Yeah.
Like, went to school, went to college, never got in trouble. So everything I'm doing is good.
Yeah.
So I think there's just over. It's basically just wrapped in a fear of failure, and a lot of time is rather than failing,
yeah,
and being like, it's okay, you'll get there.
Yeah.
I make a bigger thing of it, and I fail to communicate with others about what's going.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right. And then I put myself in a rapture where rather than like addressing it head on, I could be like, yo, Kieran, this is late. Or, yo, Kieran. Like, you know, like, what do you call it? The Rolex ain't come through yet, but I'm coming through in a bit. But seriously, or like, yo, Kieran, like, you know, I'm a bit late with work. Like, I don't know when, but I'm going to have it to you at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, oh my gosh, let me just try and work through it now. And then, because Kieran's going to be like this, it's like, I have no idea what Kieran's going to be, but I know idea what I can be.
Yeah.
And I could just say, yo, Mir, yo, right about now, this ain't cool. Yo, like, Jinep, my G, like, you know, I ain't got no food for you. So you understand it? So I guess it just comes from a fear of failure.
Do you think it's a fear of failure or a fear of, like, letting people down?
Yeah, that's very closely linked. I think that's like my whole. Like, I was never a genius. I was never an excellent football player, but I was always like the nice guy. Oh yeah, Kwame does this. Oh yeah, like Kwame is going to school. Kwame's going to university. Oh, Kwame's so nice. Oh, Kwame's got a good job. Oh, Kwame's in Netherlands.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not excelling, but I'm doing things. I'm excelling. But
yeah, I was gonna say, and I think it's maybe the view that you have of yourself that you, obviously. A lot,
bro, no, people... this is going to sound so fucked up.
Go on.
Bro, a lot of times, and I had a great call with Fabian Frimpong, who I believe is actually, if I'm not mistaken, having his first like DJ set at Soho House.
One
of his
first. Shout out to
Fabian Frimpong. Yeah, he's an up and coming. And he was a MUFA, a big friend of the pod, and he's appeared on episode 125, I want to say. Anyways, I was like, you know what, sometimes Fabian, I actually get gassed in it. He's like, what do you mean? Like, as in, at just, like, the person I am. Like, I'm very proud of the person I am.
Right.
A lot of times, isn't it? You understand? Like, I'm like, bro, I am so ridiculous, but I am so funny. And a lot of times, like, my heart's in the right place. Not all the time, bro. And I'm flawed, innit?
We all are. Because
I'm a human
being. We all are.
And I'm Kwame. Because I'm a human being, I'm Kwame, innit? So my flaws are unique to other people and whatnot. But I'm flawed. Let me just say that. But sometimes I'm like, fam, I'm a wavy youth sometimes. You understand
it? Of course.
So, and it's important to take pride in yourself, innit? Yeah. It's important to take pride in yourself. But there's a lot of times where I'm very hard on myself. So, I mean, not to be cliche. It's not even cliche. Yeah. It's cliche that I'm saying this. But it's very important to also be like, to be wrapped up in self-love. And like, rather than being like, no, call me, man, this thing. You'd be like, you know what, call me, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's why I was happy when I failed last time. I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I was just like, nah, bro, we made some progress and we will get there.
Yeah, I really like
it's unfortunate.
I really like the position that you're taking on it now compared to maybe 8 months ago when you were going through it that time and you were like really frustrated with yourself, really upset with yourself. What I was going to say is that, like, I don't think, even though you do give yourself the praise that I feel like you need and you should, I don't think you realize how people see you sometimes, innit? And that's when you're talking about, just talking about yourself as like, oh, your life's been quite linear, right? Kwame, let me do some shit for you. man said, you know what? I'm going to leave London. Yeah. I'm going to try and get this job at said sports brand, Under Armour.
Yeah. hang tight the UA gag every single time. Never worked for them, but hang tight for them. Never.
You went there, like, bit your teeth, like, worked at your craft, became a better creative.
Mm.
You there, like, bro, you're living in Amsterdam, a place away from home. And at this point, bro, you didn't have the connection or like the hub of people that you've managed to build yourself because of the way that you are. You also have a beautiful partner. You fucking have a house that you're sitting in, recording in right now. You have an award-winning podcast, my bro. Yeah. And you're doing absolute bits in whatever you touch. You're an amazing person and you shouldn't forget that. You get me? And I think sometimes you, I think all of that is just kind of air to you. And you walk through it and don't really collect the things that you need to G yourself up about it. That's why I wanted to ask you. I was like, it's one thing and that thing will come. Do you know what I mean? As you said, practice and persistence were the two P's that you mentioned earlier about the last things that you got through that were like piece of adversary to you. Or adverse, like these tests or whatever it is that you went through and you got through and you overcame. This is just one of those blocks in your life, one of those hurdles that you have to go through. And whether it comes now or it comes whenever, like, it will come, especially if you want it. This is the thing, isn't it? One thing I'll say is, like, whenever those, like, you say failing, scared of failure. I have that. I definitely have that because As I was growing up, I didn't fail at anything. Like, I was one of those kids that give me something and I will work it out. Like, I'll do it. If I don't know today, I'll know tomorrow. And if I don't know tomorrow, I'll know next week. Show me once and I'll know how to do it, you know? And like, I forget that some people's brains aren't programmed that way, innit? So sometimes I get frustrated with people just in general, but because I never really went through big failures in terms of just like schooling, sports, I failed in other aspects of my life and I chose to ignore them. But it's like I think as I've grown up and been faced with more like perceived failures to me. And when I say perceived, I mean for me. The L's and the L's are lessons in it. Like, you pick up from them what you can. You can never fail if you don't, like, and that's very cliched, But if you don't stop, if you can, if you continue, if you're persistent, you just learn and you get better and you get better and you get better. It's like the two new jobs that we had, we were going through these periods of unknowns or like kind of being stuck in the mud a little bit. But the more you're in a certain environment, the more you put yourself into places and stretch yourself. The brain's a beautiful thing, man. Like the brain will get so used to being stretched that it just works itself out.
True.
You know what I mean? So like you going through this process of patience, practice and persistence with learning how to drive a car, that's only going to strengthen you in other areas of your life, bro, because this has been a big bugbear of yours for so long, right? That you're going to be able to walk through so many different perceived obstacles and be able to push past them in a manner which is like just like water off a duck's back. Do you know what I mean? And I think like you just got to keep at it, bro. And I know you will. And I know you're like looking at it from a different point of view now. So I got every faith. And I know once you do, I would obviously advise you to get a small car first. Let the range come a little bit later. You need a little run around first.
Oh,
okay, no, bro. Because my friend, that, my friend said this to me. Yeah.
I was like,
listen.
Bro, I have been.
I won't allow it.
Bro,
I will not allow it.
Listen, you know you have that phrase when people throw you under the bus?
Yeah.
I've been on it, bro. I've been in it. I've been inside it, bro. I want to break out and respectfully, fuck a Corsa, fam.
No.
Fuck a Corsa. My mum had one.
Listen
and it's a good
to me.
Whip.
Listen to but me and listen to me.
If my P's
well.
Are right, no, fam. If my Euros no. or my E's no. are right, no. bro, no. the range is getting
no.
copped.
No, Kwame, listen.
And I am stunted.
Listen to
on
me.
Every...
No, Kwame, listen to me. Listen to me. Because my boy said it the same thing the other day. Like, my boy hasn't driven, like, my boy, I won't say his name, I'm going to put him on blast. But my boy has, like, he's the only one out of our whole, like, fizzy group that doesn't drive, right? Oh, shit, they're doing world worst at this time outside. Blood clot.
Can he? I mean, does he have the, like, he doesn't drive or he doesn't have his license?
He doesn't drive, doesn't have a license, can't drive, hasn't sat behind a wheel, right?
And, oh, wow, okay,
and
okay.
hasn't even, like, hasn't bothered to start like learning, but we patterned him for his birthday. We're like, yo, hopefully this can set you on your journey, blah 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 blah. The other day, right, and shout out to him, actually, like, he's just bought a place now with his partner, and the other day he's like, what, man's got the house, when I pass my driving test I'm buying a big dirty Merc. I goes, bruv, I said no. What are you doing?
That's different, though. That's
different. I said, what are you doing?
That's different.
No. When you pass your test,
that's different.
When you pass your test, get a car that you can run around in. Get all the bumps, all the bruises, first and foremost. Yeah.
Obviously.
My first car was a Renault Clio. Big shout out to my Renault Clio. SE53SMO. That is the license plate. Oh my.
That's a big shout out to my Renault Clio.
Hey, I know all of my license plates.
And then we actually, someone just shouted out of home, a car.
Shout out, like, my Renault
the
Clio.
Car.
The black one that used to take me.
And it's so impersonal. He hasn't even been nice enough to give it a nickname, bro. He just said,
No. That car was called Clio. Like, very unoriginal. Very, very unoriginal. My next car, first of all, let's just do this quickly. Shout out my Renault Clio, because now we're on the thing of cars. And like, you'll get there. But this, my Renault Clio used to take me up and down the M1, bruv. From London to Loughborough. Used to take me to flipping Bishop Stortford to play football games. Used to take me to Palace to go train in the morning. That car did the mileage that it needed to do. £20 to fill up the tank. And sometimes I'd be driving that car on empty with about 50 miles to go. And I didn't have no money in my account. And I was going home on a wing and a prayer. Hey boy. I remember one time I was traveling to Chelmsford and the exhaust pipe dropped out. I had to drag that all the way home, bruv. Like, the bottom of the exhaust pipe dropped down. I was creeping that all the way home, fam. Big shout out to my Renault Clio. Big shout out to my Vauxhall Astra. I thought I was the man when I got that. You know, the old school boy racer, black sport mode. FD17 VHM. My fucking that car. That one took me a lot of places as well. But yeah, man, like, get a run around, man. But I will, when you get your range, I'm going to be very, very happy. But when you get when you pass anyway, bro, I'm going to be happy, innit? Because I know how much of a journey this has been for you, you know?
Bro, that's it. That's it. And then, like, I was like, a lot of times we think about things in our own way. Oh, this is Kwame's thing. Oh, what, you can't drive? It's like, bro, first of all, you're not the only person in the situation. And other people are in different situations, but like, similar. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you're listening and there's one thing that has had a hold on you and you're trying to get over the hump, don't worry, person. We will get there. Me and you both.
Real.
You understand?
For real,
like,
man. For real.
And like, I mean, in true out of home fashion, you know, I can like flip the switch to you, Kieran Kenlock.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, there's many times I've conversation with you.
Yeah.
And you know what you are?
Well,
like, some people are creatives.
Yeah.
Some people are artists, innit?
Yeah.
Some people are artists, innit?
Yeah.
You know where you are, innit? You know what you are. You're an artist. I've spoken to Kieran about the warmth of vocals. I've spoken to Kieran helped me badly edit out of home episode on a FaceTime call in a cab
from Italy
when he was in Barcelona.
No, it was Italy. In Rome.
He was with some people. He came out of the restaurant or wherever he was and helped me and walked me through it just off I say small in terms of
yeah.
iPhone 13 is not small. I'm aware of my privilege. I'm aware of that. I'm just saying. But to look at a whole music software interface and be like, no, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Like, your pen game as an artist, your pen game as a spoken word poet, your pen game as a performer. And I've heard many chats about sometimes speaking about work and how it's going. And you know what, Kieran? You know what you've been sometimes? Just grumpy.
I'm sorry, man.
Just
that's my disposition, like, bro, I think, though, man.
Yeah.
I think that is my disposition.
But it's like, bro, it's like, you don't understand, like, the greatness that you're putting out to the world, innit?
I don't know, sometimes,
and,
man.
Like, and what I'm learning every day, bro.
Yeah.
And me, I'm living this down, trying to, but it's a hard thing. Don't watch no face, just run your race.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Because if we did everything when we could at the first available moment, then that means that everybody will have children when they're 11 or 12, innit? You understand? That means that everyone will get married when they're 17 or 18. Bro, there's so many things that we do like this and that. There's so many things that do not have to be linear. And what I'm trying to say is, Kieran, I was so happy on Friday when I spoke to you. And you were like, yeah, you know, this is that. This is a bit shit, but I'm good. And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
you understand,
bro? Yeah.
And it's like, And it's like, the other day, I think sometimes Cameroon was actually a gift and a curse. I say it to many people because it showed us the beauty of being together.
Yeah.
But then it's a curse because we have that so rarely. You understand? And I was thinking about traveling. I was like, bro, I just can't. And I was watching this trailer of this film, Bullet Train.
Yeah.
With Brad Pitt.
Okay. Yeah.
Lead star. Yeah. It's about a hitman trying to get a suitcase, and there's a bunch of other people on the same train. Anyway,
I think I've seen the trailer. The guy from what's the actor from Atlanta? We're gonna do a bad job.
But he's in it.
Yeah, the guy that plays Paperboy.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The actor. And I was like, oh, I love Japan, but it would be great if I can't wait when I'm out of home can go somewhere. Like. I know, even out of home, like Stephen, Kwame, Yaf, and Kieran, just that those experiences, you understand? And it's like, we have to be, and it's funny because I talk about you being grumpy, but I was the one that was grumpy about the podcast, innit? I wasn't on it, fam. I wasn't on it. You were like, nah, bro, it's inexpensive.
My mom's gonna laugh when she hears this shit, man.
And then, bro, and then, you have to think about Kieran, like numbers, accolades, yeah, we'll take that. That's beautiful. Yeah. But the amount of people in conversation that have said, yo, your podcast is really dope. I love what you guys are doing. And you spam me to do this.
Yeah.
I go, oh, this episode, I loved it when you spoke about this. Lovely that I heard four black boys speak about this. Lovely when you invited the women on. Like,
yeah.
So many things that, well, that's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's true.
And like, we are putting magic and positivity into the world, and long may it continue. I know sometimes it can be a bullying and frustrating, but it's a beautiful thing that we're here. It's a beautiful thing that I'm speaking to you, because imagine, think about this, bro. People don't realize this. You and Yaf have been friends from Wadley.
Yeah, we deep, man.
You met on a shop floor eons ago. Exactly. Yeah. You met Stephen on a work trip.
Yeah, Paris.
At the Palais de Tokyo in Paris. Yeah. Understand the privilege and elevation that you can meet a fellow Afro-Caribbean brother for the first time in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just so happens that you come close and you work together in Amsterdam and have this podcast together. But wait, there's me.
Yeah.
There's me, the last in the jigsaw.
Piece.
And imagine creating a brotherhood, but for the first 30, 40, 50 weeks, learning about these people that you think that are quite sick, but don't know very well, and learning about them through the recording of a podcast, that's a very unique experience.
It is. Do you know what? I've never actually like considered...
If you deep it,
considered
bro.
Your like experience on the podcast. Because obviously me and Yaf, we go back. Me and Stephen, we already have a relationship. But you're actually learning so much about... Myself,
so
yeah,
much, bro.
Steven.
So
just
much.
As we're talking, we're unpacking things, and you're learning stuff about us. You know, like
that's it.
And I think, that was a beautiful thing. It's still beautiful. It's still beautiful to this moment.
It's still
you know
beautiful,
I mean?
Bob. It's still beautiful, and it's like so. Yeah, like I just want to say that you know, you give me a lot of great advice over the years, and even today, it's like, bro, like you know, in life, what we are.
Yeah.
We're fucking cheerleaders. And what I mean by that, because when your boy's doing something, or your brethren, or your girlfriend, or your partner, or whatever, your mom or your cousin is doing bits, you're like, yo, mom, yo, friend, yo, person, colleague. Yeah. Imagine I say work colleague. Yo, you are doing bits, fam. No, honestly, I'm so proud, so sick. But when you are a player, when you're on the field, and your friends are gassing you up, you're like, yeah, it's all right.
That's me.
Bro, that's you times 10, but that's human beings, isn't it? It's like, but like, if you were to take yourself out of the equation, you'd be like, yo, that guy called Kieran is doing a lot, fam. You understand? Like, you know me, like, how many times you had it with people like, yo, Kieran doing a lot? You're like, whatever. No, bro. Be proud and be loud, innit?
I think
like,
if we had,
in the spirit of pride,
if we had more time with this, like obviously we can talk however, but I think I have an issue with the funny thing is, all right, my boys from home, they'll consider me loud, and I am loud, innit? I can be loud. I'm like very, I think Stephen says my laugh is infectious, and like.
He's really sweet, bro, honestly. Like, oh my gosh, there's so many layers to him. Like a lattice on a pie. Trust or something. Me. But bro, sometimes sweet that guy and he tries to be like this figure. But he's, at the right time, he's very sweet and pure. And at the right time, I'm sorry, go on.
But I was gonna say, I feel like I got to a point where I didn't want to shout about things. I don't know why. Like, I felt like almost ashamed of like the, like, I felt like if I start talking about this stuff or the things I do, people are going to be like, why are you chatting about yourself like that for? Do you know what I mean? I have this, I think it's a weird thing, especially like for being from ends as well. It's like, why are you just all talking about yourself? Like, are you talking about yourself so much? Like, why are you doing that for? Like, I still have that kind of feeling about the things that I've done or that I'm doing. So I don't necessarily shout about those things. Do you know what I mean? I always used to think that the work would speak for itself, but I'm also learning that like if you don't talk about the things that you do, no one's gonna know what you're doing, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm getting more comfortable with the idea of sharing and letting people into like the process. Cause I think not that I'm a perfectionist.
Guess who's going to die?
All right, cool. I have perfectionist tendencies. But then what that will do is I won't allow people into the process. And there's a beautiful thing that happens when I think about certain things and things come. Do you know what I mean? Like, for me to get to a certain point, there was a whole bunch of madness that was going in my head. And then that final product that I end up putting out, that is in a culmination of like so much fuckery that was going on in my head. But then I managed to find a through line to this point, which I think like...
Crazy when you think
about it. Yeah, and it's... Well, that's the truth of any idea that comes to fruition, isn't it? Like, there's this part, there's that part. They're really going for it outside, man. Can you hear it? Okay, no, good.
Niche.
Good. You might pick it up on the video recording. But...
that'll be fun.
But, with any idea that you have, there's always this, like... like this sea of unknowing, and there's just idea. There's like this thing here and this thing here, this piece of rhyme and this beat and this concept. And right now I'm going through this. I think I'm transitioning in like creatively, personally. I feel like it anyway. And I'm not going to say I'm finally in the groove, because I don't think I am yet, but there's a next stage and level of exploring my creativity that I want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of fear. Do you know what I mean? There's fear behind that, I think, because part of me is like, I want to do this thing. I want to be able to like express and explore myself. And I've got past the stage of like doing it for people and whether or not people are going to like it or whatever. But there's already a standard that I've set for myself that I want to like be able to attain. Not because I want any sort of accolades or whatever it is. It's just because like I already have this feeling of like, well, like I've done this. Like I should be able to match that again, innit? So,
yeah.
But one thing that I am coming to terms with is like, as a creative or as someone who likes to explore creative avenues, like, it doesn't really matter as long as you're happy with it, innit? And if it can resonate, then you're already doing like a great job in trying to communicate the messages that you have and you hold within yourself to put out into the world anyway. Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Do your thing. No, bro, but it's like... it's not just about your creativity and your output, innit? It's about like you as a person, innit, bro? You're very unique. You're a very warm individual. You're very cool. Unfortunately, it's annoying because naturally you use it. Like you're cool, innit? But me.
What do you mean? Hold on, wait. No, bro.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you what.
Bro.
Because like you could send me like the beautiful like galleries and pictures or clips. You like to have fun. But me, I have a goofy because I think a clip of someone going through TSA with a monkey in their luggage is ridiculously funny. Like the premise of it. The premise of someone having a monkey in their hand.
Why would you have a monkey in your hand luggage?
Bruv, that's the bit. Exactly. Why would you? And the person's like, oh, like, don't worry. Like, they don't bite. I actually got two of them, but it should be no problem. And Kieran, look at me. Dead in my face, like, that's not funny.
It's not funny.
I'm like, bro.
A monkey in your suitcase is not funny.
Like, but why? It's like, bro, don't be so cool and think about the optic. It's like, you just got to think that he thought that he could pack a monkey with him on a transatlantic flight, innit?
No, it doesn't work.
Or like, even if, Anyways, but anyway, no, but the thing about me is that, like, I enjoy making a fool of others and myself. Yeah. Like, I can be very, very, you know what it is? And you have this as well, but you have this at a later effect. I'm someone that loves myself. You too. You love yourself. But some people are very expressive about how much they're in love with themselves.
Right. You understand? Right.
And sometimes it's like, I get it. You think you're a great individual. But bro, it's 9 o'clock. I'm tired. Can we stop speaking about you? Because... Like you, like as in, sorry, let me give you context. Imagine it's midnight and you met somebody, and for the last 19 hours, they've been speaking about themselves. You understand?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Or you know what I really hate? I was thinking about this with Natalie and Maya. I hate when you meet somebody, right? Hey, what's going on? I'm Kieran. Oh, hey, I'm person X. Yeah. Oh, hey, person X, what do? And they give you a long paragraph.
Yeah.
It's a soliloquy, if you will, about who they are, what they do, who they've seen.
I get really self-aware about that though. When someone asks me,
no, and then they stop and silence.
Yeah,
because they don't have the decency to ask what you do. You know why? Because they frankly have no interest.
Why did you bring up Nat and Maya for that though?
Oh no, because I was having a cocoa with them about I was having a cocoa with them and I hate when like people do that.
Oh.
Like for me it's like a big
they don't
no-no.
Do that.
If you do that then I'm like no they exactly. Don't. Oh, but okay, I was saying okay. That
just
I hate
to, just to clean this up. Just to clean this up.
Yeah, that okay, I appreciate it. Like we all of us three were in agreement.
Okay.
That's very rude.
Oh, okay.
It's very rude of people to do so. And it's like, you know, like I'm a fool, but you're gonna find out, and at some point in the conversation, I will make you look foolish, innit? But it's all love. We can be fools together. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there are times where I'm serious. I need to be serious, but like, I have, bro. Like, and then you know what I'm hearing, and it's funny because like, Mir has said it, you said it, and Manfred, shout out to him. In only 4 months, I said it quite quickly. They'll be like, no, Kwame, you are so. Like, in a loving way, I hope. You're so ridiculous. Why did you say that? You're so stupid. Like, why? Like,
no,
like,
it's true.
Like, the way my mind thinks sometimes.
True. It's true.
It doesn't make actual sense. Why?
But that's what makes you. That's what makes you who you are, bro. That is actually what makes you who you are. Like, you are very quirky, very particular, very, very, very ridiculous. But, bro, like, I would wouldn't change that because, like, you're fucking hilarious, man. Fucking hilarious, bro. Yeah, fucking hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to carry on chatting, but I know, like, it's me and you, innit? So, I think it's time that we wrap this. Big shout out to Stephen. Big shout out to Yaf.
Where is Stephen?
Stephen's in Paris. Where's Yaf?
Where's Yaf? In Toronto. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. In Toronto. Them are living their best
lives. Yeah, out of home to the world. You don't know already. It's your boy Kieran, it's your boy Kwame, repping at +44, +31. This has been the Out of Home Podcast. A first on the Out of Home Podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Bring your auntie, bring your uncle, bring your grandma, bring your cousins. Tell anybody out there that the man them are here. And you know what? You might actually like this podcast. So please just share it along. You know what I'm saying? But we out for another week. Make sure you keep it blessed. You keep it sweet. And we'll be back next week. Cheers.
Peace. Yeah. Hey,
you look, you look, you look, you look, you look, you look, come on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.